Blog Talk Radio.
Topic of this show is that I made a statement about being harassed by some crazy people. And I'm tired talking about it because it's been a product of my life, you know. Well, I've been falsely accused of just picking one color or whoever. But my stance on this situation is that love is one color. Love goes beyond color of skin. Pigment skin has nothing to do with who you are and where you're going. I mean, but, you know, I have a pigment skin that I appreciate. I do appreciate where I come from, you know. Like, I'm a black man, you know. I like all black people, you know. As a kid, I mean, I grew up with Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and I admire them. the people that I most admire, one, some of them are African Americans, like Dr. King, and I do. I'm one of my musical heroes is Jimi Hendrix, and I do admire other African American artists and so on. But because of that, that gives me a good definition and a good observation of where I come from. But for me to be myself and work and to know where I'm going, I need to transcend who I am in terms of learning and adapting to other people. In other words, I cannot be no racist or hinder my potential and who I hang out with or who I fall in love with or whatever. That doesn't mean I'm going to disrespect my race. That's idiotic. Some people said I didn't hang around with enough black people. I'm like, well, whoever I hang around with, I do appreciate people of color, but I appreciate people white, I appreciate people Asian, I appreciate all cultures. If I choose to marry someone of a different race or not, that's my choice. It has nothing to do with me being racist or anything. I owe nobody anything. I mean, if it was an employment situation where I was, you know, I'm employed and so doing some things, but if I was in a supervisory situation, like a public or private sector, and I had to hire people, I would hire the best candidates. And the best candidates happened to be an African-American, then he would be hired, he or she, or a white person, whatever. I like whoever I want. If I prefer to hang around white or I prefer to hang around Latino, it's my business. I do what I want. It doesn't mean I'm racist. It's idiotic. What's racist, if you want to know what's racist about the Oscar controversy, they have no black actors nominated. That's racist. You deal with that. And because of the Oscars and because of that, you know, I realized that I wasn't accepted necessarily by Hollywood, you know, but so that's a sign that they need to be more accepted. They need to accept people of diversity. And that includes people who are odd, people who are weird, people who are good looking, well, no matter where they come from. I got the song Unique to show for it. But love do not see color. It's the truth. Racism hurts everybody. You want to go talk about racism? You go to the KKK. You go to groups of individuals who do not like seeing race mixing. Something wrong with them. If they're black racist, white racist, Latino racist, something wrong with them. That's discrimination. You love who you love, period. I hang out with who I hang out. There are a lot of African-Americans who marry outside their race. There are a lot of whites who marry outside their race. There are a lot of black or whoever. It doesn't matter. Your pigment of skin is just a temporary shell. Think of it as a shell, okay? What's on the inside of you is uniquely yours. And we're all the human race. If you don't believe me, you will find out that if you go by judging the world and basing your life about the on your color or skin, about your culture, or saying that you have to do this in order to succeed, you're wrong. I had somebody tell me that I can't be a successful person because I don't hang around black people. That's a psychosis. That means that they got a mental illness, and that's racist, reverse racism. Same thing. I said black racists have no excuse to use their racism to hurt other black people. There's no Uncle Toms in the world, but they are racist. Now, Dr. King came at a time, which is one of my heroes, to showcase that black and whites are equal. And segregation was ended in the 1960s and 70s to showcase that what the true meaning of what we are all, we're all the human race. So we got beyond that, so now we can know that we are individuals. But at the same time, I do appreciate where I come from, but I have to be who I want to be. It's the only way for life and love to transcend. I mean, nobody's talking about Obama's born from a white mother and a black father. That's okay. He's got part black and part white. So what? So I love everybody who they are, you know? We all come from the human race, except everybody, you know? African Americans are still being discriminated, and there's still racism in this country and world. I think African Americans are probably the most discriminated race in this world. And the thing is that it has to stop. It has caused black-on-black crime and black-on-black epidemic. It has caused so much stuff, and I experienced it. Other black people don't want me to succeed. I got people in all kinds of neighborhoods, black-on-black crime. I was a victim of this. But I want to reiterate, we must love each other and must be ourselves. We can't not be hindered or be told what to be or how to live. If you want to marry white or black or whatever, culture, or stay with your culture, whatever, it's up to you. Life is too short for all this. This is based on lack of education. In other words, love do not see color. Love transcends all colors. The Oscar controversy hopefully will have more diversity of Latinos and more diversity of blacks and more diversity. I do hope that as with the presidency, we have our first man who was who was at least African American, come from African American, culture, and the first African American to be elected president, but he was also white. So they would be the first woman, they're going to be first Latina, because it doesn't really matter what they are. It's matter what their abilities are. What I'm trying to say is that love and it transcends everything. We're the human race. We're more alike than we're different, okay? Believe me, it's the truth. Hopefully the Oscars can deal with that, but also we need to stop racism, and we all need to stop reverse racism. There are parts of the African-American community who needs to address this because we cannot discriminate against other races, just like whites discriminate against blacks or other people discriminate against blacks. So, but it's not about blacks. It's Asian, it's yellow, purple, orange, green, whatever, you know. I'm love who I love. I'm going to like who I like. And I came in this world to be me. That's all I have to say on this issue. Good night.